That's something I've.
All right.
They say you have to go real high to get into that one.
All right. We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing, the way you're organizing us, your body, to do all this in your heart. Bless us, O Lord, to go forward in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, one part of what Zechariah, what God gave him was, don't despise small beginnings. And I thought of, this weekend, I thought of every move of God that I know of. It always started out small. Everything great always starts off small. And God can take that little fraction and do so much with it. And he'll do it before you know it. And that was just some of my thoughts this weekend. All right, we're in St. John 16, one of my favorite parts of the whole Bible, because this chapter deals with relationship and communion. And in the presence of God, you learn things about him. You learn what he likes and what he don'ts, and you see what he does, and then when you adapt to it, it works in your life as well.
Amen.
The whole word of God is the gift that he gave us. This is the same, what he's given us, his word, the instructions of his word, is the same wisdom he used to build the universe. It's the same wisdom that he used to organize the universe. And it's the same wisdom that he uses to sustain the universe.
And
everything, this is the measure of faith.
Yes. And our lives must be by faith. And we don't know what he knows yet. And we will. And as we learn it, we learn it, you know. Here a little later.
Not in the natural what he knows, but in the spiritual, he's placed it in us.
He's always instructing us and guiding us. We need God. We need his guidance to get to where he is. He made us in his image, and he wants and expects us to operate exactly like he does.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Every believer.
Amen.
So what did he do to get us to that point?
First of all, he cleansed us. In his own blood.
Amen. Hallelujah.
By his
he became
own
a man.
By God's blood.
Yeah. And he, and
that puts
him,
God.
He cleansed us with holy blood. That's the beginning of communion. And then he gave us his word through the prophets. So we'll know what to expect. And then all the actions after that, he does it. He spoke it by the prophets first. And then he came to do it. And right here in chapter 16, he gave us his spirit. He said, howbeit when he
was... That's where I wanted to bring us. His spirit.
Yeah. He said, howbeit...
That is what he gave us to really help us to do... Because, see, that spirit in us, like Mary was saying, he knows all things. He said, I got an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things.
That's right.
I tell people, I don't know, you know, I may not know it, but I house the one that do.
Amen. Yeah. That's good, Mary.
He said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide us into all truth.
Amen.
All truth. Now, that also suggests that he has a protocol. He teaches every believer according to the needs of that believer, what that believer can accept, what he can receive. He does it strategically. So
that's why you walk by faith, not by sight.
Yeah.
Because you get it all by faith. You can't get any of that grace that he's put in the New Testament unless you do it by faith.
But everything is by faith. Even our teaching. And once he speaks, you have to receive it.
Yes. Amen. You have to hear him first.
Once he's, once we hear it, we have to receive it in order to benefit from it.
Amen.
So in watching him, and then when he give me a message, I watch how he ministers to people, because he knows what they'll receive at that time and what they need at that time. And I have no way of knowing except by the Holy Spirit. He said he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. And in that relationship, in relating to him, I see what he likes and what he don't. Now, before we go further, I want to spend some time on Muffin's question last week. I thought about that all week long. And the Lord gave me some revelation on it, so I'm going to share what he gave. In relating to the Lord, sometimes I would worship God. That's how it all started with me. I wanted to know him. I went to a holiness church because I figured they know more about the Holy Spirit. They taught about it, and I wanted to learn about him. Mm-hmm. And the church I went to had a strong worship service, and they would usher in the presence of God often. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'd be driving my truck, I'd just worship God, and he'd get in the truck with me. I could sense his presence, and I enjoyed it. So the next day I tried to get him to do it again. He wouldn't always do it. I wouldn't always sense his presence. And but I was taught, you know, Elder Lewis taught something. He said he deserved the worship whether you can sense his presence or not. But I wanted to sense his presence. I tried to manufacture it. I tried to worship him. I said, well, even if I don't feel his presence, he's worthy of it. And I just worship him anyway. Now, and
that's good, though.
Now, he...
If you don't, because we walk by faith,
not by sight.
Even if we don't sense or feel his presence, uh-huh. He's worthy of worship. That's good.
Mm-hmm. And with that, the Lord knows how we'll take things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes... If we sense his presence and we're believing God for something, we sense his presence, we say, well, we got it because we feel his presence. It doesn't work that way. We're going to get what we're after because we believe his word.
All right. That's true foundation there. You can't miss that.
And
that's
the
true foundation.
And the Holy
Spirit, you never were wrong with that.
Yeah, because I've done all this stuff. I was believing God for something. I feel his presence. Oh, I know I got it now. And the Lord knows us. He knows what we're doing. Uh-huh. So sometimes because of that, I believe he would withdraw his presence. I wasn't able to sense his presence at that time. Sometimes I could, sometimes I couldn't, because he wanted it to be faith-based. So he's just like when Ray talked about last week, the sun is always there. You can't always see it. Sometimes the clouds are in the way, sometimes the moon is in the way, but the sun is still there. Uh-huh. And you can't always see it in the daylight, because, but you know it's there because you don't freeze to death. Well, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said that he'd come and he won't take him back. He'll never leave or forsake you. He's always there. But you can't always sense his presence because he's still working with us. Sometimes we do the things that I did. I feel his presence. I say, well, I got my answer. That's not true. The word of God is my answer. I have it because I believe it and speak it.
Amen.
Now, there are things that attracts the Holy Spirit. And this is Psalms 15. David asked the Lord, he said, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? That's David's question. And then the Lord answered, he said, he that walketh uprightly, and works righteousness, and speaks the truth in his heart. He that backbites not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. You know, sometimes people don't honor those that fear the Lord. They honor those that they esteem highly. Sometimes the people that fear the Lord are esteemed lowly. Mm-hmm. But right here, God said he honoreth them that fear the Lord, period. Whether they're esteemed high or low, there's no respect of person with him. And he's suggesting here that there should be no respect of person with us. These are the things that attract the Lord when you naturally love him. This is spirit and in truth. He said, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not, he keeps his word. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor takes reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Now, whether we sense the Holy Spirit's presence or not, living in spirit and in truth will always attract him. And sometimes he'll say what you need the most. Mm-hmm. You may not feel his presence, but you hear his words. He never left. Mm-hmm. But he knows how to work with us. We can sense his presence. He'll let us sense his presence at times, and sometimes he don't. The contrast to this is... Yeah, it's all by faith.
It's all by faith. Just working on faith. Just believe God above everything else.
Mm-hmm. In Isaiah chapter 1, this is the contrast. Now, in chapter 1, he's dealing with Israel when they got off track. He starts off in verse 10. He said, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. Now, they were endeavoring to worship God and give offerings, but they were contrary. They did the wrong things. They had strife in their heart. Mm-hmm. Verse 11, to what purpose is this multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I delight not in the blood of bullocks or lambs or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hands to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They are trouble to me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil from your doings, from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Now, he said, come now, let us reason together. He's guiding them in the spirit and the truth and exposing the sin for what it is. So as we drive sin away, iniquity, things that's not like God, we attract the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because he is, you know, the spirit and the truth. And he's always there among his Christians. Now, okay. We'll skip on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He wants us to come into his presence with his love and enjoy his presence. But he does work with us. Sometimes we can sense his presence, sometimes we can't. But as we continue to worship him, we learn, his heart, how he does things. Verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. As I go in his presence and I notice what he do and I make adjustments, because I want my life to attract him.
Amen. That's good.
And I want to take advantage of the last few minutes we have in this life. You know, this our time is, Jesus is about to come back, and to take advantage of that time, I want to live like him in character wherever I am and do whatever he says immediately. And then he can work through us. You know, we're living vessels. He can work through us and help others.
It sounds like you want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want as many people as I can help to hear the same thing. He can take the fraction of your life and do something great with it. I mean, a strategic word at the right time, your kindness, your love, your everyday love, your consistent love towards people, the wisdom you live, mm-hmm. It speaks volumes.
Amen.
Dear Lord,
we can see what he did with the group of fishermen.
Yeah.
That really didn't have no life but just on the water all the time, mm-hmm. and what he took and dealt with them.
Mm-hmm. And they got accused of turning the world upside down. when you live in his presence, you may not always feel his presence, but when you live according to his word and in his presence, You take him where you go, and he'll use the fraction of your life to just change everything. The light of his word exposes all darkness for what it is. People are not going to tell you how they you affect them. But over time, you'll find out. Eventually, they're going to say, you know, I watched you, and I did this, and you said this to me, and it really changed the way I see God. People will come to you and tell you things like that. But they're not going to, you know, some of them, they'll test you. They'll see what, if you're serious, you know, they'll, you know, at work, somebody might put a magazine in your locker, anything. They do things to test you. But when you walk in character, the light of God's word, you know, it sinks that ship. And they can see him for who he is.
I was thinking when you were saying that, God would say, well done, one of the things, you were a part of the body that you fitly joined together.
Yeah.
You didn't try to do this or you didn't try to do this. You did what I told you. And it could be just raising your children godly and loving them and tithing, yeah, as simple as that, or it could be the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But you were part of that body. That's what I want to hear. You're a part of the body,
uh-huh,
and you were fitly joined together with that body, and you did the work of the ministry.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think you'll hear that.
Yeah, I want to. Because he'll tell the truth.
Amen.
If it ain't right, he'll say, you didn't. But I thank God for how he organizes things, how he blesses us and works with us.
You know, I've heard some comments about Paula White. I know she's just like any of us. She can do wrong or right. But she has been Donald Trump's spiritual advisor for 15 years.
Yeah.
We need to thank God for that woman. You know? And she's still there. Even, you know, and pray for her, not to say, well, she's done this or she's done that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've all come short of the glory of God, but thank God it's not our glory, not ours. And it's not our flesh, it's our spirit.
Uh-huh. For such a time as this, you know, he do these things for such, you know, God put things in place. He used things that people would forget about.
Yeah, I mean, look how God's put that in, uh-huh, him to change him totally. Mm-hmm. His beliefs have totally been getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yeah. He'll take somebody, nobody, people with this kind, and mightily use them.
I heard a minister say that some of his board, you know, he's got that big Christian board that he uses. He's, mm-hmm, got a background of whole Christian people, like Franklin Graham, and there's a whole bunch of them, white, black, green, it don't matter, pink, mm-hmm, they're all on there. And one of them was saying, he was a minister, black minister, I didn't, you know, I'm not saying race, but this was a black minister. He said, Paula White came to him, or he came to her, I can't remember, and she said, he was going to pay her every Sunday. She says, I don't want your money, I want your soul. I'm sure he's blessed her.
And, you know, when you're doing the will of God, it starts out small, but it turns out big.
Yes.
You may not see it in your lifetime, but you will see it in heaven. That's just the way it is. And I stopped alone. You know, some people put a counter on their website. I won't do it. I put that in God's hands. It's just like Brother Horton said.
What is that?
You can see how many hits you're getting.
Oh, okay. Camera.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that.
I don't want to know. I don't care. I put that in God's hand like the little boy. Just like Brother Horton said, you take your life and put it in Jesus' hands. He'll bless it and give it,
amen,
back to you.
Amen.
It works that way.
Amen.
But I believe you know, we need to pray that people would hear these classes. Because they can at their will. We listen to them at work. So
praise God.
You can, there are people that God wants to hear this. So just believe God that he take that website and use it like a tool in his hand. Well, we better close out.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your wisdom. And I thank you for every believer you send to the website. We pray that you will multiply that website, the use of it, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And bless us this week to do all that's in your heart. Draw near to you, that you may draw near to us. And guide us in your wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.